Hallelujah. It's such a great day which God has given unto us. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for this day, O God, for the Bible says that humble yourself before God's presence and he shall exalt you. Father Lord, we humble ourselves before your presence and we pray that you take charge, you take total control, O God. For the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord do not give us the spirit of fear, but it gives us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. As Apostle Paul said, that I am not afraid to preach the gospel, for it is God that brings, it is the Spirit of God that brings salvation unto the people. Father Lord, we acknowledge your presence and your power in this place. We pray that you, O God, do the work in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me say, the time I came to North High School, I never knew that it was gonna be like this. So I came, we did our orientation, what and what, that was last year. Yeah, so what shocked me was that the school has a chapel, a place where students can go and learn the word of God, which is beneficial to our spiritual life, and for that I'm so grateful to the management of the school and each and everything which you do not just teach, but you show love, you show care. It's not like that in other universities. I really appreciate God for that, and I pray that we stay in unity and rise up together so that we may fulfill what God has said that we shall fulfill, and with God all things are possible. Amen. Amen. So we are still learning about salvation. So we are going to look into the book of Revelation 3, verses 20, 21, and 22. Before I go to lead that part, we human beings, in order to truly understand salvation, we need first to know what God wants and what we ourselves have to do, because it is between the two. It is between you, a human being, and God himself. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. So Jesus Christ is saying that I'm standing at the door knocking. If any man hears me, he permits me in, I shall come in, I shall eat with him, and he shall eat with me. So Jesus Christ is at the door of our hearts. And we need to ask ourselves, this visitor, what does he want? So the reason why Jesus wants to come into our lives, it is to become the Lord and the personal Savior of your life and my life. So the Lord, it simply means the owner. The owner wants to take charge. The owner wants to be in control. Not the devil to lead you and I, but God himself to begin his work in our lives. So some of the people, they think as if it's something which is impossible, but no, it is simple. Because listen, no matter how hard something may be, with God all things are possible. By yourself you cannot be righteous. It takes God to begin to work through you. And like I have said, that what a man should do if God wants something, God wants to take over, God wants to begin to work through your life, God wants to begin leading your life. Like my beloved brother and friend was doing a poem saying that heaven take over. Listen, the way you and I were designed to be used by God, because you were made in the image of God. If you were made in the image of God, then God has to take over. God has to be in charge of your life. God has to lead you and I. Because he has a purpose in your life, and he has a purpose in my life as well. So a man is supposed to accept God. Once you accept God, God will take over. Once you speak, you permit him to take over, to take total control over our lives. He will take over and he will manifest himself in you.
You can go to 22.
We see now where the problem is. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. That is where the problem is. He that hath an ear, the person who can hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God says unto the church. Children of God, we do not permit God to lead us. We do not listen to what God wants us to do. And by so, he cannot. But unless you and I, we give ourselves to God that he may take charge, he may take total control, that he may help you to overcome all the challenges of this world until the last day, that you may say that I fought a good battle of faith. I learned a good lesson. So the devil has his purpose on human beings. The Bible says that the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus himself says that I have come that you may have life and life in abundance. Because as a human being without God, you cannot do it. You cannot live. You need God to be in charge of your life. You need God to lead you. You need God as a youth. You need God so that he may help us. Let us go to 21. 3 verses 21. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. To him, let me read again. To him that overcome, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus is telling us that to him who is going to overcome, I also, Jesus Christ, I overcame. I will give him a seat to sit with me. Let me say, most of the times Christians, we do backslide all because of the challenges, the temptations, the tests, and all the tribulations of life. We do backslide. But despite of that, let us stand with God. God is our God in all times, in good days and in bad days. I won't say that Christianity, it has all the good days. No, it's not like that. My test is not your test, and your test is not my test. You have your own list. You have your own battle. And in order for you to win that battle, you do it with God. And once you do it with God, you are going to overcome each and everything. You overcome every addiction. You overcome every problem. And you will overcome each and every sin until God himself begin now to reward our lives. Begin to do great and awesome things in our lives. Children of God, by yourself you cannot stand. You need God. You need God to take over in each and every time of life, in good days and in bad days. When you come to Jesus, Jesus will teach you on how to overcome problems, because himself, he said that I overcame, and he who is going to overcome, I'll give him a seat. Jesus told his disciples that in the world you shall face tribulations, but behold, I overcame. Once you have Jesus Christ in your life, you'll be an overcomer. You'll be able to stand, to fulfill your purpose, and to do that which no man in your country has done, that which no man in your family has done, because there is a greater purpose that God has for you. There are greater plans which God has for you, and God wants you to fulfill them. Despite your background, despite what you've been through, despite your reputation, the world is always condemning you. The world wants you to fall. But don't worry about that. There is somebody who sees you as a better person. There's somebody who sees hope in you. There's somebody who sees potential in you. And that is Jesus Christ. Some of the times you may put yourself low, thinking as if you do not have hope. But with our Lord Jesus Christ, we do have hope. With our Lord Jesus Christ, we do have victory. No matter what, you will stand. You will overcome through Jesus Christ. You overcome every temptation. You overcome every test. And you overcome every tribulation that cometh in your life until you fulfill that which God says that you shall fulfill. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about the background of your family. And don't worry about what you've been doing with Jesus Christ. The Bible says that tell the righteous that it is well. Tell them that it is well, because they are God who stand with them. He will be with them. What the youths are failing to overcome, we are going to overcome. What other people are failing to overcome, we are going to overcome. Who stand in Christianity, who stand in salvation, who stand and fulfill that which God says that we are going to fulfill, just by permitting him to start leading our lives, to be the Lord and the personal Savior of our lives. Like Apostle Paul said, that it is not I that lives, but it is Jesus Christ who lives in me. Apostle Paul permitted Jesus Christ to lead his life. Most of the times we claim to be Christians, but we do not have the hear, like the Bible has said, let him that has an ear hear. We do not have that patch. Our duty and your duty and my duty, it is to submit to God. It is to permit him help to help us. Some of the people, they say that, no, I am addicted. The world knows this and this about me. God do not care about that. What God wants, he wants you to come to him. Once you come the way you are, he will turn you into what he wants you to be. Hallelujah. So children of God, let us be led by God. Let us be led by the Spirit of God. For the Bible tells us that those who have received Christ, that is the book of John 1, verses 12, those who have received Christ have been given the light to be God, the children of God. And why you are a children of God, you are a child of God, so that you may be led by God. I like what the book of Romans 8, verses 14 tells us. The Bible tells us that as many who are led by the Spirit shall be called the children of God. As you accept, you should also permit God to lead you. If you cannot permit God to lead you, then you are astray. But standing in Christianity, having the salvation time to time, you must let the Spirit of God to lead you so that you may overcome all the impossibilities. The problem is that the world is going through many things. There are negative inspirations out there. Whereas in people encourage you to find yourself in sin. People encourage you to do sin. Yet they are bored about that. And you as a Christian, you just watch them. Instead of you to stand on the truth, instead of you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to you, children of God, let us stand. Let us listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling us. God wants to lead us. God wants to be the ruler of our lives. God wants to take charge of us. Let him lead us. Let him be in charge of our lives. Let us be led by the Spirit of the living God. And as we do that, we'll be overcomers. Whereas in, we'll be able even to talk to our children, our younger ones, about God. What if your younger ones are able to see that our elder brother, our elder sister is doing something bad? Let me say, those young people who look at you, they'll be astray as well, all because of you. But you must tell them what you yourself you do. As a parent, tell your child about God, about obeying God. If you yourself, you truly obey Jesus Christ. And by so doing, everyone who sees you will see God in you and will be able to follow the God whom you truly serve. So just to summarize my point, God wants to lead our lives. So let us permit him to lead our lives. By yourself, you cannot do it. By yourself, you cannot achieve salvation. Give your life to Jesus Christ and submit to him fully. Let him be the leader of your life. We have received Christ. We are the sons of God. Also, the book of Romans 8, verses 14 tell us that those who are led by the Spirit of God shall be called the children of the living God. Let us also be led by the Spirit of God. Let us be led by what God wants. That was my message. Let us pray. Father Lord, we humble ourselves before your presence as we call upon you, O God, to help us. Help us stand, O God. Help us, O God, to overcome whatever disturbs our lives. We may face temptation, trials, and tribulation. You overcame, you said to your disciples that in the world you shall face tribulation, but behold, I overcame. With you, O God, we believe that we are going to overcome. No any influence will bring us down. No any challenge will bring us down. Whenever we feel weak, you are our strength. Whenever we are out of peace, you are our peace. You are our refuge. I pray, O God, for our lives, and I pray for the life of the youth, O God, that Spirit of the Almighty God lead our lives. We do not want to be led by the world, but let your Spirit lead us, O God. Lead us time to time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.